The following is a segment from Real Estate Today, the radio partner of HouseLogic.com.
Pamela, welcome back. How are you doing?
I'm doing well today, Gil. I'm excited about your show about open houses. I've got a timeline of things to do to ensure a successful open house beginning up to 4 weeks in advance, because at HouseLogic.com, we're planners.
Speaking of planners, you also have a playlist for us, apparently.
I do, because one of the big things involved in getting your house ready for an open house is cleaning. So at House Logic, we ask visitors to tell us what songs they jam to while they're doing their spring cleanings. So if you want a diverse mix of tunes on your playlist to motivate you to clean, because music is motivating, right, and help you prepare for that open house, you can check out a playlist at houselogic.com. In fact, the song that's playing now, Clean Up Woman by Betty Wright, is on our list.
A clean up woman is a woman who gets all the lovely girls leave behind.
All right, I'm going to check that out because that sounds like fun. And anything that makes cleaning even slightly fun is good. But let's get back to prepping for the open house. So what do you do?
It's about a month out. That's when you want to ask your parents or some kids in the neighborhood to babysit your kids and the pets for the weekend of the open house. Or for your pet, you want to book a reservation at the dog sitter or at the kennel. Having everyone out of the house on the day of the open house will help keep your home nice and tidy and smelling fresh. Plus, no dogs and no kids equals more time for last-minute prep for you. Now, a month out is also when you want to schedule a contractor to take care of maintenance issues that your realtor may have pointed out to you, things you want to fix like leaking faucets, sagging gutters, any kind of dings in the walls because you want your house to shine. You also want to start a month out to declutter every room in the house. Even if you've already done some decluttering, now's the time to go back and really give it another shot. Because the thing about an open house is that you can't hide your stuff in the closet like you do when companies come in, because buyers are going to open those closet doors.
Yeah, you've been to my house, huh?
I do it at my house, so. But, you know, the buyers are nosy. They want to see what kind of closet space you have. And you want to take those off-season clothes and sports equipment and toys somewhere else. Crate them up. Label them, stack them neatly in your garage, or get some temporary storage space for them. You also want to book carpet cleaners about a month out. You want them to come just a few days before the open house. And the same thing with a house cleaning service. Have them come the day before. Otherwise, make sure to leave time to do these things yourself in the couple of days leading up to your open house.
Okay, now what about a big cleaning?
Absolutely. 1 or 2 weeks before the open house, you absolutely want to do that deep spring clean. You want to clean the light fixtures, the ceiling fan, the light switches. You want to clean all around your doorknobs. Basically, stuff you don't need to wait until the very end to do. It's also a great time to think about power washing the house. You know, if you have some siding, power wash the siding, your deck, the sidewalk, the driveway, all those kinds of big jobs.
All right, I imagine you also want to make sure that people will have access to the things that they'll want access to during an open house.
Absolutely. Excellent point. So in the week leading up to the open house, that's when you want to make sure potential buyers can get up close and personal with things like your furnace, your air conditioning unit, your appliances. If you have things stored there that get in the way, get them out of the way. They're also going to want to read any maintenance and manufacturer stickers to see how old everything is, so make sure you have good lighting around those things. You also want to declutter your kitchen cabinets and drawers and the pantry, because the less you have in those things, the more spacious they look. And buyers are going to open the cabinet doors and drawers to check out available storage space. If they're stuffed, it's going to look like, oh, my God. You know, these people can't even fit in this space. How will I fit in this space? Also, let your realtor know if you're running low on sales brochures that explain the features of your house. Another good thing to do is clean the windows of your house. Really make sure they sparkle, to let in the most light as possible. That always helps. You also want to mow the lawn 2 days before the open house. You don't want to do it the morning of the open house, because that can aggravate the allergies of any house hunters. So that would be a bad thing.
Yeah, it's a good point in the sales brochures. I can't tell you how frustrating that is. You see a house with a for sale sign, and they usually have a holder for the little brochures, the little takeaways about the house. And you drive up there, and you're interested in the house, and those brochures just aren't there. And that's always frustrating. Anyway.
Absolutely. And the day of the open house, you want to make sure you have plenty of those brochures lying around in your house, too.
Well, let's talk about the day of the open house. What am I doing then?
The day of the open house, you're getting up early and you're putting away yard clutter like hoses, toys, pet water bowls that you haven't already done. You also, the day of the house, want to scoop all your personal items out of the bathroom, put them in a box and neatly stow them away. Also, you know, you're going to have a lot of strangers walking through your house, so put checkbooks, kids' piggy banks, any jewelry, prescription drugs, bank statements, other valuables, other private things you don't want anybody to accidentally see, put them in the trunk of your car, which is a great place to use for storage because they're not going to open that. So a buyer's not going to open that. So put them in the trunk of your car. If you don't want to do that, maybe you can store them in a neighbor's house, or if you have a safe in your home or at a bank, store them there.
Pamela, thank you. Always great advice from you.
You've been listening to a segment from Real Estate Today, the radio partner of HouseLogic.com.